Tucker Carlson on Fox News the other day had a woman on as a guest, and she made this profound statement that men should be penalized, charged, even go to prison if they have too many bad thoughts about sex, right? Wouldn't be any men left on the street. I mean, I'd be so far in prison, you have to feed me with a slingshot. Good darn grief. Canada, the prime mistake there, you know, he is so busy doing things that have nothing to do with running that country that the country is faltering and it's failing. And it's interesting to watch when you have somebody with no mind, you know, with a big task. It's really interesting and not very nice. The pipeline projects now have been abandoned. Business investments, you know, there just aren't any anymore. Everybody's running for cover. Money is flowing out of the country. Brains are flowing out of the country. People are running right behind the money, right? They're getting the heck out of here. They say, why do I want to be there? Because everybody's dumb and they're going to tax me so much and it ain't fun anymore. There's a plunge in the number of business startups. And what's his solution? He addresses gendered identities. This is all he does. I mean, what does that even mean? I don't even know. And then he spends zillions of dollars on these bogus gender-based, analyzes everything to do with gender. I mean, really? I thought men were men and women were women. That's all he talks about. All he does is, clearly the guy's got a queer kind of something going on, right? I mean, all he does is go to gay pride parades and forgive people for being homosexuals back in 1940 and 1950, and he writes checks all of the time. That's really, really bad. Recently, they had a liberal budget in Canada, and in the budget, a budget used to be about money. In the budget, 358 times he mentioned the word gender. 358 times. What is up with that? I mean, the guy, there is something wrong here. Queers and steers, I got to tell you, this ain't good. This ain't good for a country. You can't run a country that way. This is about money. This is about jobs. And you can't do that in a socialist kind of fantasy land place where people are talking about what bathroom they should use. Bad, bad. You know what? In addition to that, the prime mistake has this legal system now based on race. Indians now have a different system than white folk. My government is in Canada. They're racist against me because I've been white for a long time and they don't like me much, right? I'm a special interest group away from the real special interest groups and you're just a wasp. A wasp. I heard that recently. It's kind of a cute expression. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Hey, some of you guys may be Catholic or even an atheist. But white ain't the key thing anymore because they don't even like us. I got a headache. What's the fix? Dumb is forever. I mean, I guess you can vote stupid out of office. That's what you have to do. But it's not the number of votes that count. It's who counts the votes that counts. They're crooked as a dog's hind leg, these liberal politicians. So let's watch them. Let's outthink them because we're smarter than them. And you all come back here tomorrow and I'm going to have more for you from the right. See ya.